stainless steel on it?
Well, there was a fender, which was a stainless steel top.
And did you have to clean that with anything?
Shiny oil.
Shiny oil?
Yes, shiny oil. You know, there was brass oil and shiny oil.
Ah, I didn't know shiny oil.
Didn't you?
No, that was...
Well, I haven't seen any lately.
You didn't have to use emery paper or anything?
Oh, yes, if there was some stains on, you could get them out. And then if you... Some farmers were... It had a bit of spitting, you know, and they'd make a mess.
Yes. That would be horrid.
Yes, but they were like that.
Was there very much that could go wrong with the range? Did you have...
Well, it could wear out, bottom wear out, or a top, and you start to put it up, or plaster it up, or... there was all a... Some main...
Did you do that yourself?
Oh, yes. You didn't got any expense.
No. So that you didn't get to a point of having sort of really major repairs where you had to get somebody in from outside. I mean, suppose you needed new bars or something in the grate.
Oh, well, they were that thick. They lasted... They were terrible. Did you see them? They see them?
I'll have a look at them in a minute. They're very thick, are they?
Well, they're not there now, no. But we have some lying about at Woodbury Inn, you see. Mm. And they're very thick.
Are they? Yes.
But they were grand because they didn't use the pork it much, and the heat was on top, you see, and it was still hot.
You kept a good solid fire.
Yes. And sort of tassen that slowly went down. Oh, and they had an ass hall.
Yes.
And that was to clean out every week.
Once a week you did that, did you?
Yes.
Did it have a tray to pull out or you shoveled it out?
It had a grate to pull out and then you shoveled it out.
Yes.
Some were deeper than others.
Yes. Did you use that ash for anything?
Well, we used to put it on later on.
Did you?
Yes.
I've asked you a lot of the things about the war, didn't I?
Yes.
Can you remember what sort of proportion of what you produced you were able to keep in the war and how much you had to sort of hand in?
No, I haven't much.
Were you, for example, if you were making butter, could you keep more than the butter ration, or was it supposed to be just what everybody else was having for their ration?
Well, you'd an idea how much you needed for the week, you see, and there was always what they call odds and ends, over weighted pound, your pounds.
Yes.
And you always kept that, and probably a pound or 2 pound.
Ah, so you would make, when you'd made the butter, you'd pack it up in pound blocks.
Yes.
Yes. And then keep whatever was over.
Yes, for your own use.
Yes. Mm. So, were you conscious of being short of butter?
Sometimes you got a bit short, but some people used to make out we call it collop fat. I don't know if you know what I mean.
That would be melted bacon fat. Yes. Yes. Did you have inspectors coming?
Oh, yes.
They
used to come in. Used to be a bit of message, used to come on grapevine, you know.
When he was on the way.
Yes.
The village grapevine has always been very efficient, hasn't it?
And I know one came and now Billy made him walk round all buildings. He didn't want to go, but he... Yes, we're all fit up with gas masks and that, and they thought we would be gas would be used, but it wasn't. But you see, I lived in Dent at the beginning of the war. And you could hear these German planes droning over when they were coming to bomb Liverpool.
Yes.
They came right over then. Well, my mother and me, we couldn't stop at house, and we used to go up into a, well, we used to call it Outrick.
Mm.
Till they'd gone over.
Mm. They had a special sound, didn't
yeah.
they? You knew when it was German aeroplanes.
You did.
And when it was ours.
Yes, you did.
Because the engine sounded different.
It did.
Mm.
And they tried a few times for viaduct to you. You know.
Did they?
They did, yeah.
Ah, so you were...
Right.
Mm. They never got the viaduct.
No.
No.
Oh, that mm.
Did you see much of... soldiers in uniform around here? Did they do any military training?
They were on Blair Moor, they got to be, you know, they did a lot of tank training on
did
there.
They?
Yes.
Yes.
And there was like camp soldiers all the way from Catrick down to Oars, you know,
mm.
there was a tremendous amount.
Yes.
Yeah. But we saw it most with trains.
Yes.
Like, you see, trains used to go up empty
mm.
and come back down with soldiers in. And we knew when there was something coming off because trains were packed tight with soldiers. That was just before D-Day.
Yes.
And I've only just learned what trains were going up were empty and they were laid with gold bars at bottom. Going up for America, you see, they were bringing...
the gold bars to pay for the munitions and all the things that we were being...
They were going back on to ships and soldiers was coming off and coming down to go into the south for D-Day.
So the soldiers were Americans?
Yeah.
Coming down from Glasgow?
Scotland.
Yes, yes.
Mm. Oh. Mm. Oh, it was a... I don't think we'd have won war if this line hadn't have been.
No. You feel that this line was absolutely crucial.
Oh, it was.
It. Yeah. Did you see munitions and things being transported?
Well, there would be, because there was a lot of freight trains. You
know. Wouldn't know what was
no,
in them, of course,
no,
would you?
No.
And obviously, a lot of the limes